Thank you, Mr. Chairperson, for giving me the floor. Let me at the outset acknowledge the tremendous work you have done in chairing this group. My delegation would like to express its appreciation of the painstaking efforts by your team and the Secretariat. My delegation assures you of its fullest support and cooperation. We are confident that this group, under your able guidance and stewardship, will be able to achieve meaningful progress in its work, in accordance with its mandate. India, for its part, has engaged and will continue to engage constructively in the work of this group. We appreciate your efforts to conduct intersessional consultations and circulating the draft report in advance. We have noted the broad structure of the report, and we feel that the current draft is a good basis for further discussions. Mr. Chairperson, we believe that the objective of our group should be to promote common understandings and to find common ground among delegations. In that process, our work must take into account differences in national perspectives. This, we believe, should be the basis for further meaningful and substantive work progress in the work of the group. Mr. Chairperson, we reiterate that the CCW is the appropriate forum to discuss issues relating to emerging technologies in the area of lethal autonomous weapon systems, with a view to striking a balance between military necessity and humanitarian imperatives. The convention can and has brought together relevant stakeholders. We believe that the discussions within the GGE on laws should be structured fully in line with the objectives of the CCW and should not go beyond its scope. Mr. Chairperson, India believes that the work of the GGE should accord priority to augmenting the understandings on characterization relating to emerging technologies in the area of laws. My delegation notes the useful work done by the group under your leadership on characterization. However, we emphasize the importance of achieving uniformity in how these conceptual elements are practically understood and interpreted, in particular in the development and deployment of emerging technologies in the area of laws. Mr. Chairperson, through India's flagship Digital India program and the deployment of digital public infrastructure, emerging technologies have had a transformative effect on India's development efforts. They bring, among other things, inclusive economic growth, manifold societal benefits, and empowerment of individuals. India therefore urges that caution is necessary in the deliberations of the group and that blanket catch-all condemnation of such technologies is counterproductive. As these technologies rapidly evolve, the implications of their use in all their aspects do continue to evolve. Technology per se should not be stigmatized. Public opinion, my delegation believes, prefers an approach that takes into account the positive impact of such technologies and its evolution. Mr. Chairperson, India reiterates that international humanitarian law continues to apply fully to all weapon systems. India accords the highest importance to upholding its obligations under IHL. We note that your draft report accords primacy to compliance with IHL. However, we believe that the draft in some sections goes beyond the requirements of IHL and introduces terminologies which are not uniformly understood, particularly in Para 21D. Mr. Chairperson, my delegation also has strong concerns on the contents in the section on responsibility and accountability. It is my delegation's view that language on attribution and establishing reporting and investigative mechanisms as contained in Paras 24B, 24D, and 24E, did not conform to the mandate of the group. Neither do these formulations enjoy universal support. Mr. Chairperson, on legal reviews, my delegation believes that the recommendations must be formulated taking into account the varying national obligations of countries under international law. Mr. Chairperson, my delegation echoes the proposal by several others about the usage of verbs such as should or may instead of must in respect of the proposed obligations or commitments. Mr. Chairperson, the proposed mandate of the future GGEs needs careful consideration and thought. The mandate should reflect the common ambition of the group, as well as the differences in national perspectives. India notes with appreciation the various proposals and working papers circulated by delegations. We have examined these proposals with great attention. There are some proposals, however, that have been circulated very recently, and we may require some more time to study them. Mr. Chairperson, we will make detailed remarks about our concerns under the relevant agenda items of the indicative timetable that you have circulated. In concluding, our delegation reiterates its commitment to advancing the work of the group in accordance with its mandate. I thank you.